Hey kids, you're about to listen to a comedy podcast. That means that none of this is medical advice. If you need medical advice or medical care, please contact your doctor.
Welcome to the Jock Doc Podcast,
where we discuss fitness and health and how to incorporate our modern understanding of science and medicine into our daily lives, but without it being so boring. I'm your host, Dr. LennonSmith.com. I'd like to begin by apologizing to our listeners. We've received some feedback about the excessive amount of technical medical terms that I've been using, such as axial skeleton and Tempur-Pedic. So I'll try to temper my terminology to a simpler one in the future. Here to help with that is our producer, Cameron.
Dr. London and I were talking moments before hitting the record button, and we normally don't include this.
There's a reason why it's the before the recording. I vent a little bit, okay? Sometimes there's a problem and I need to talk about it.
And I said, let's take it to the podcast because I think the world needs to hear about this. I think that's only fair that our listeners actually get some real insight into who you are off mic. This is a podcast. This is not a comedy podcast. This is a podcast where we are real and where we talk about the real issues, medicine,
right,
cancel culture, woke culture, snowboarding, mustard, Sears, and like where are all the Sears? Where did Sears go? We talk about that a lot. Capri pants, and the movie Tar with Cate Blanchett. Dr. London revealed something right before we hit record. He said we were talking about one of my dear friends who I had known for a long time, Zaboomafu.
Yeah, and I guess for you, more of a colleague as well, because you guys worked together. You produced Zaboomafu's podcast, correct, before this one?
I produced Zaboomafu's podcast, and I was also sometimes the sort of like stunt monkey in the show. As Zaboomafu got older, you know, he wasn't cool about doing all the stunts anymore. And so they would bring in guys like me, do the whole ping pong thing, Andy Serkis style, and I'd be sort of swinging along. I'd be Zaboomafu. Dr. London, I informed Dr. London, hey, my friend, he actually passed away a few years ago. Zaboomafu was dead. And Dr. London said, good. He goes, good. And when I asked him about this, you said, what, Dr. London, that you and Zaboomafu have some sort of lasting beef? And I want to hear about it. We need to resolve this. No wonder this podcast is so haunted. When you've got this sort of unresolved stuff going on.
So, okay. You remember my wife, Janiafer?
Yeah.
Janiafer, basically, she had an affair with Zaboomafu. Yeah. And I know that we all thought that was cool and, like, we're really impressed with her taste. But, like, later on, I heard that. And I had video evidence of it, that Zaboomafu, while having an affair with my wife, took $20 from my wallet.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, like, okay. I can understand, like, obviously she's choosing the better, like, not man, but the creature. Like, I get that, and that makes sense to me. I'm not a keeper. Like, I recognize what I am, but...
It's not that you're not a keeper, Dr. Lennon. It's that it's Zaboomafu. Like, it's kind of like when my wife sleeps with, like, Chris Hemsworth or Steve Buscemi or whoever, I'm like, well, yeah. Like, obviously.
There are a lot of hall passes.
Paul Giamatti. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it seems like most of the people at our work are hall passes now. I don't know. The list has seemed to get longer and longer. I'm not crazy about it, but... but all this to say, Dr. Lennon, I understand that you're frustrated he was stealing that money from you. You have to understand that the Kratz brothers, I mean, let's call them the crack brothers.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they've got a drug addiction and they need Zaboomafu. When they needed Zaboomafu at the time, when they were alive to sort of, you know, steal $20 from pockets of the gentleman whose wives he was
sleeping with. Yeah.
Taking.
Yeah, I get taking, yeah. is the better word for it. Yeah.
Enjoying.
Because she, yeah, certainly wasn't taken with me after she met Zaboomafu.
It's cuckolding.
Yeah, that's certainly what he called it. You know, I can.
Yeah, that, on the podcast, that was the name of the podcast, was Cuck Hour.
Yeah, and I really
didn't really have anything to do with the show or the, you know.
And that's how, well, it's how we met, you and I. Like, I came on as a guest, and it was really uncomfortable for me.
Oh, yeah, you were the medical expert.
Yeah, and, but, like, the whole time, because I kept trying to bring up the medicine, and then Zaboomafoo kept bringing up how he was sleeping with my wife, and I don't know. Like, it was great content, and I love, like, how successful he became because of that, but, yeah, anyway, so that's why I said it was good that he died.
Well, just, you know. He didn't become successful because he slept with your wife. He was successful because he was on TV.
Yeah, how do you think, like, it's all about connections. And my wife...
But he was already famous, I thought, when they were, it sounded like.
Yeah, but, like, how did he really make it, you know?
So, otherwise, because, you know, I was saying, oh, it makes sense, though, because it's Zaboomafoo. But if you're saying this was pre-fame, then it was just a random, like, monkey that your wife found or kidnapped or something, took from a zoo.
Not a rat, lemur, I believe, not monkey. So, like, that's, like... You know, for all you're getting on to me, like, you know, lemur. Monkey's a different thing.
I just think of Zaboomafoo as Zaboomafoo.
Yeah, well, it's weird that you would use the word monkey then, because I... You know what? Can we...
That's fair.
Can we move on?
That's fair.
Like, because we do have something else to address. A fortnight ago, we introduced the nominees to the Jock Doc podcast pet, for the pet, for the new pet. We do this every year. We pick a new pet for the podcast. So the new nominees are Harpoon Gun, a cockroach, and five cats stacked on a Guinness Book of World Records. And our fans have been asking why we haven't picked one yet, and it is because our old official Jock Doc podcast pet, which was a gun, is currently holding the nominees hostage.
The gun is not super happy about being replaced, even though we've told her that... we do this every year. We have to have a new, you know, it's sort of the mascot of the show, but we have a new official animal sort of spokesperson for the Jock Talk podcast. We need one for 2024. It can't be the 2023 one because we're not in that year anymore. It'd be like keeping a calendar up.
Yeah. And it'll only confuse people. Yeah. So, anyway, it's also super hard just to keep count of votes with that many pets in the one room. Because we're still trying to tally it, but, like, the gun is really threatening and, just, like, kind of by nature. It's just the breed, you know? It's just a threatening breed. So, I don't know how else to say it. I don't want to say it's on hold.
It's not on hold. We're going to reveal it at the end of the episode, Dr.
At the end of the episode, yes. And whenever we remember that, it'll be such a good callback that you will all laugh. So brace yourselves for that, because that'll happen. And we'll do that. And later, Cameron tells me that we can expect some special and really important guests.
That's my understanding, Dr. London.
Okay. Well, before I move on, I would like to address a bit of listener feedback. You know, we've been dealing with all these kind of hordes of scary, some of them have been nerds, some of our listeners, but we found out that we were neglecting the bots that have been listening to our podcast, and so we want to address them more specifically. So we have some of this listener feedback. Let's see. So this one comes from TikTok, and it's a comment on our response to "The Mark of Death has placed its grasp on you." This comment comes from @AnthonyKasura. They said, quote, "The darkness has its eyes on you," end quote. So thank you so much for this feedback. So we have been getting this a lot. For those who don't know, the darkness is a forbidden entity of pure nighttime that won't get off our dang lawn.
Yeah, he's sort of taken up residence there. He, she, it, whatever's going on there. And I mean, this is why I was saying, of course, the podcast is haunted. If we're like, I'm going to guess that Zbumufu is not the only unresolved, like, ghost out there. Who the only reason they're stuck on this earth is because they need to resolve their beef with you. And you were probably saying no, of course.
Yeah, I just decline. Whatever, they're like, hey, I'd like to kind of make peace before I pass. And yeah. I'd say, nah.
Well, no, I mean, like, this, the darkness, oh, yeah. Like, who yeah, we're yeah, talking yeah. about, nighttime as a
an entity, like, yes.
Nighttime embodied. Yeah. Have they come to you and talked to you and been like, hey, London, can we just sort of, like, clear the
yeah,
air?
Yeah, no, that's what I meant. I said, nah. Say, get off my yeah. dang lawn, though. How about you do that? And then you, like, kind of an eye roll as the darkness has its eyes on me.
And did they say anything about that? Like, did they?
No, like, I mean, honestly, it's like a lot of.
Like, did they say something like, I'm not actually on your lawn, like, I'm in my lawn or yeah. something like that? Like, was something
and, like,
else?
Maybe you should get out of my. Yes. I mean, they say a bunch of stuff, but it's all yammering on. And I think it's just important that we put that sort of entity in its place, which I'd say is off my dang lawn. So. Yeah. So anyway, to that listener, thank you so much for that feedback. That's really helpful, and we'll guide our content going forward. Let's see. We have another comment. This one is on our snippet on YouTube about cancel culture not existing. So this comes from @ChocolateTieE. They said, quote, poopy pants, ... And then a smiling with tears emoji, aww, and then 5 crying laughing emojis, end quote. So this is sick, okay? We don't use dirty language on here, all right? That we try to keep us clean. If you're going to say something like poopy, then go ahead and say something also like sprayed and wiped down so that your sentence is clean by the end, okay? That's called a palate cleanser. But otherwise, your words are dirty.
I mean, I also would say it's sort of a HIPAA violation to call you, you know, poopy pants yeah. on air yeah. like this. I mean, you were the one that read it, so I feel comfortable about, you know, what people call you around the hospital. Yeah. But,
well, like, I earned the nickname a certain way, but, like, I'm generally, we have the supplies to treat that in the hospital setting. So.
Right, so you've always got access to it whenever there's an emergency. You can clean it up
yeah,
pretty easily.
But, like, just for our listeners, like, you really need to keep it clean because out there in the world, things can get infected and smelly and difficult on a date. So that's why we need these palate cleansers. So for every sentence, just generally, whenever you're going to use a potty word, then go ahead and do follow it up with a clean word just to balance things out so that it's always wiped off and cleaned off at the end of your sentence. I hope that should make sense. Once again, it's a palate cleanser. People use this term all the time. So,
anyway. And of course at the hospital, they call you poopy pants. They of course call me, 4'6" guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's not a comment about your height. It's just the size of meals you're eating at the time, the big Subway
well,
sandwiches.
The size of the top of my head to where, like, the ground.
Yeah.
To the bottom of my feet.
Yeah.
Measures
not
about
a height thing.
4'6".
Yeah.
It's not a height thing at all, though.
Yeah. It's a length
And especially
thing.
if you look at, like, the metric system.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do. Okay, good. That's all.
Yeah, you just got to look at it every once
okay.
in a while.
Yeah, just to get an idea. Okay, yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for that comment. That's really helpful, and it's also informing us and helping us to really tailor our stuff towards you. So, thank you for listening. Now for today's medical topic, benign positional vertigo. Also known as benign paroxysmal positional vertigo, benign positional vertigo is the most common cause of vertigo. So vertigo is an illusion of motion and represents a disorder of the vestibular proprioceptive system. Or to oversimplify it, vertigo is when you get really dizzy. So benign positional vertigo is a type of peripheral vertigo with nystagmus, which is an abnormal eye movement. But these patients, importantly, they don't have hearing loss or tinnitus, which distinguishes it from some other disorders. As the name implies, benign positional vertigo is a benign vertigo, so it's not cancer, and it's experienced only in specific positions or during change in position and lasts for a few moments. So it has an abrupt onset as soon as a particular position is assumed. Yeah?
They gave this an Oscar or whatever? Vertigo? This was everyone in Hollywood's like favorite disease was spinning and falling down, getting dizzy. So much so that they just gave it an Oscar and everyone's like, oh, it's like tops every like best movie list or whatever. That's sick. What you've been saying lately about these Holly weirdos is starting to make sense to me, Dr. London.
Yeah, I mean,
about the baby blood and stuff.
Well, it's, yeah, I guess I'm trying to remember how baby blood relates to vertigo, but, or I guess it's just another, I know you've been obsessed with the pedophile rings and like you're saying like, oh, we got to collect all the rings to, yeah, for a necklace or jewelry or whatever. I don't get the conspiracy, but,
I think, yeah, it's like a transformer, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, it's, you know, it's a very, I guess one could call it popular, type of vertigo. So, but as an abrupt position, an abrupt onset as soon as a particular position is assumed, and it's twice as common in women compared to men, which I think is actually, like, you know, a form of diversity, right? Because it is too many men in Hollywood, so...
Sure.
Maybe we should.
That's true.
Criticize that.
Even though I'm pretty sure it was Jimmy Stewart who had the vertigo.
Right. Okay. Well, benign positional vertigo usually presents in patients over 60 years old. The patient can tolerate it. It can be treated with the modified Epley maneuver, which you can look up online, or medically with meclizine, and then recovery is usually complete within 6 months. All right, so Cameron, you said that we have some guests today, is that right?
That's right, Dr. London. We have actually two
okay.
Very cool guests this week.
All right, well, hello there. My name is DrLondonSmith.com, and this is our producer, Cameron. What were your names?
I'm Travis Harrington, Esquire.
Okay. And you over there, do you have a name or no?
Yeah, I'm David... Ayala. I don't have a third name, surname. I don't have a surname.
Yeah, you do. You have. You do. You're also you're an attorney, so you can say you put Esquire on that, like how a doctor. Puts
oh,
the
you
D
do.
On. Yeah, you put the ESQ at the end of yours.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you could be doing that this whole time.
You know, I think that makes me sound like kind of. Pompous, so I guess I'll just leave it out. So just call me David Ayala.
Okay.
I gotta ask real quick because I've been using, you said what letter is ESQ?
Yeah.
Okay. I've been using that for a while because I thought it was like electronic something quiet, which is the kind of music genre I work in.
Uh huh.
What kind of music do you play?
So I'm going to keep using
is,
that.
Is that like a silent disco DJ?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's where you go to a disco and there's nothing playing. There are no lights. It looks a lot like to the layman, it'll look a lot like an empty warehouse that's dark and there's no electricity.
So no Cameron one else goes is to there. That stuff. No one else. Yes. No one's like taking your tickets or anything.
Hmm. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Which is, like, it's really... Cameron goes out there, I think... Is it every night now?
Yeah. And day. Yeah. I mean, it's where I've been living for a while now, yeah.
Yeah. So...
Anyway, yeah, it's electronic something quiet music, and... I wouldn't say it's exactly like a silent disco. I would say it's almost like you make normal music, and then you spill... Pepsi Zero, which is when I mix a Pepsi and a Coke Zero, when you spill a Pepsi Zero on your MacBook, and then the audio doesn't really work anymore, but I still have the GarageBand files. So that's sort of the genre. What brings you guys to the show. Wait, are you our lawyers? Dr. Lennon, what's going on here?
I'm definitely going to say I'm not legally allowed to be anybody's lawyer currently. So I'm not.
That's why we brought
David.
You in.
David, are you either their lawyers?
No, I'm. No, I can like give advice on like any legal issues.
We can give advice. I can give advice.
But, yeah,
non-binding legal advice. But I'm actually legally forbidden from representing anybody in a court of law currently.
Were you disbarred or was your degree suspended?
It's like a step beyond disbarment or suspension. It's
were you arrested? Are you in jail?
We just got out. That's we were both in jail and
well, congrats.
Thanks. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's why we haven't been doing the podcast, and we're coming back with season two very soon, and it's by demand of the LA court system. They're producing it. They picked it up. I mean, they picked it up for another. They picked a the court system picked it up for another season.
Yeah. Honestly, the judge didn't want to send us to jail, and so I think this is like her way of like giving us a little bit of justice on our part. So really appreciate that.
Yeah. That was after we escaped jail.
Yeah, and so the judge must have known that y'all just didn't want to be there anymore.
Yeah, so yeah, we went to jail. We had a lot of adventures in jail. We escaped jail, and then they caught us, and the judge was feeling like real nice that day and was just like, if you guys do the podcast again and you have to watch Law and Order, you can go.
Oh, that's tough. Law and Order is a tough one because, yeah, obviously, I think most of us who are working professionals who have, you know, had some legal issues of some kind, we are, our version of community service is to be picked up by a network and is to do work like watch a show that procedurals are great, but there is a certain formulaic aspect to it. And
the judge did phrase it as more of a punishment than a community service that we're performing. More that we're kind of bound to do this or go to jail, rather than if you do this, it's good for the community and this is why they shouldn't be in jail, sort of thing. It would be great if society as a whole could see our podcast for the good that we really do. And we do a lot of good, David, don't we?
I'd say so. I've helped a few people, yeah.
Well, and people don't even know this. This is sort of how, I mean, the entertainment industry in general works. Lost was only greenlit for season two because J.J. Abrams ran over Hurley's kid with a car. And then the judge was like, okay, but we're not going to just leave it with the Walt thing at the end of season one. Judge lets J.J. Abrams go, smoke monster, bald guy, Kate, etc. So it just, this is what happens in this industry.
That's our lawyer actually cited that case when we were in trial.
Yeah.
So that's, I wasn't paying super close attention.
Well, why would you? You're off the clock.
They mentioned Lost. Yeah, right? I'm paying you to work for me. That's what I kept saying to the guy every time. Like, I'm not gonna, this is your job, buddy.
Yeah, he's like, to the best of your recollection, and then he asks you a question, and you're like, hey, you're the lawyer. I'm paying you. Why are you asking me anything?
Yeah, they kept taking my phone from me in court. I had a bunch of phones just so, like, whenever they asked me a question, I could be on my phone. But then they keep being like, you're not allowed to have a phone in court, and they take it. But we had a bunch. David is really good at hiding phones. He got really big on TikTok while we were in prison.
Oh,
lawyers are so strict about screen time.
I just tell the judge or the lawyers or whatever that I'm playing games. I'm just playing games. That's all I'm doing.
That works.
And it seems to work okay. Yeah.
David, did you just burp?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I not?
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't on a podcast, but also this kind of brings us to like a reason why we're here. David has a lot of gas issues.
Okay. Yeah, it's got to go electric, man. Like, or at least hybrid.
This is Dr. London's a big Tesla guy.
Yeah.
What? So,
he says they're supposed to catch on fire like that. The steering wheel's supposed to lock up like that.
Oh, I thought we were talking about farts or something. It's supposed to catch on fire like that with, sorry. You drive a Tesla.
He says it about
both. It's not mutually exclusive at all. It's the most of the rules apply from gastrointestinal things to vehicles. So,
oh.
I would say most of the time, what's setting off the Tesla fire is maybe some of Dr. London's gas. Is that fair to say? Sort of igniting.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't help because I keep thinking there's got to be insurance on this. Like, surely it's insured for the gas I'm pouring on it.
Yeah, and like I would wonder if there's has been any research into any of these Tesla fires happening by Tesla drivers hotboxing the smell of their own farts and then that igniting.
Yeah, I'm curious too. It's kind of why I've been approaching it the way I have been, trying to figure out, you know, what is a study that I could do? It'd be a case study, just the one person, but like, what can I do to find out? And then
that's what you keep saying. You insist on carpooling and you'll be like, I'll drive. Then you show up and you're like, I'm working on this experiment. That's why it smells the way it does.
Do you have a Cybertruck?
Yes. And I love, and it always looks cool and never looks stupid on the road. I love it. I love seeing the reflection of me and then the reflection of the building in the car. Like, it's so good and never looks like the stupidest thing.
I've seen Dr. London do this with the Cybertruck. You can hit a dog at 45 miles an hour almost.
Yeah. And the dog will stay still and the car will give way, but like it'll really
That's
dent
how you
up
know
the
it's
car.
Safe.
Oh yeah, the car is totaled. Yeah. I mean, you've already gone through you go through these things like tissues.
Well, yeah, they're so cheap. I'm sorry, inexpensive, not cheap.
So Dr. London, how are you going to help David's gas issues?
Yeah, so
I gotta say, I've heard the Teslas, especially those Cybertrucks, the edges on those are really sharp. So I what I heard was that you could go 45 miles per hour and whatever, you say you hit a deer or something, you could fucking slice that thing in half.
I bet.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, half the work is done then. You can take that meat home and cure it and do whatever you need.
Well, half the meat, yeah.
Yeah, the other half is obliterated.
Yeah. Yeah, I would never eat something that I hit with my car, me personally.
Oh, you have to.
Oh, have to.
You have to try
that. You say
that,
that like you've
so
done
good.
It like a bunch of times.
Well, Jay, I guess, how do you...
Yeah, I mean, what is a bunch of times? Like, have I eaten pizza a bunch of times in my life? Yeah, but it's not like I'm eating pizza every day or something.
What do you consider a bunch of times? I'm not curious.
With pizza? I guess, like, every week.
Night? And through in the middle of the night,
that
too.
That is every day. When you say it's not every day, that's...
No.
Every night?
It's every night.
You're right.
Yeah, it is usually at night.
Like, clever.
And in the middle of the night.
Yeah. I hate to catch you up, lawyer, but pretty sure night's at night. So
I just couldn't imagine like eating anything in pitch black darkness. I feel like that would be so hard. Like
it sounds like it's one of those haunted house things where you stick your hand in a bowl of peeled grapes and you're like, ew, it's eyeballs. Like anything you're eating in the dark is just like, ew, this pizza is just a cow's tongue. Somebody could just say things to you. And then all of a sudden you're eating them in your mind, you know?
Well, and it gets confusing, especially when you're dealing with the roadkill that you just hit. Because sometimes you are dealing with eyeballs. You are dealing with tongues. You're having to get that stuff out of the equation. In the dark,
see,
it's nighttime,
I think the other way around, when you are actually eating a bowl of eyeballs or a tongue, maybe it is best to do it in the dark. And then you could be Halloween haunted housed into thinking it's pizza, you know? thinking it's a, this is just a bowl of peeled grapes, but you're actually eating eyeballs, you know?
And this is,
it probably
works.
This
is just me, and this is just coming from experience, but if I'm going to eat something like a bowl of eyeballs, I want Joe Rogan to be 6 feet away from me being like, oh my God. And I want to be wearing a solid, ill-fitting, bright red t-shirt. And then I'm competing against other people who are all also in like Hanes, very solid colored t-shirts.
And if we can't get Joe Rogan, at least Joe Biden.
Yeah, if we could get Biden, that'd be great. I would say like, you know, the first challenge and the third challenge are usually more physical stunt-like challenges. I don't see Biden, you know, doing any sort of like the fun camera tricks that Joe Rogan might have shown up to a challenge like on jet skis or something. Biden's not gonna do.
Yeah, I would listen to the Joe Biden Experience if that's like a thing he does after his presidency.
I feel like we're living his experience. You know, like I don't because he's exercising.
I'm confused. Yeah.
Do you see? So. You know, we're already kind of there, and what a dream to be living it. His dream. His specific dream.
So, David, you're gassed. Sorry, we keep getting sidelined. You're farting up a storm over there, farting and burping up a storm.
Yeah.
And I gotta get you fixed for the show, at least.
So burping up, I've had this a lot. So you want to get, ideally, a maternal figure. And have them rest your chest on their shoulder and tap on your back. And then have sort of a napkin or like a sort of apron thing for you to burp up on.
So if I wanted to get David to fart too, I would hold him upside down with his butt over my shoulder and pat on the small of his back. And that would kind of ring out a fart in the same way you might ring out get a baby to burp.
No, sorry, you have it turned around.
I think you pat on the belly, right?
A little higher, but yeah.
A little high, like the diaphragm?
No, it's other higher. He's upside down.
Higher? Upside, he's down, upside down, other higher. Yeah. So yeah, like the penis?
Yeah, like that, yeah.
Like the penis.
You're going to be crying the entire time. Like you are upset because your tummy hurts. So just be aware of that. But the maternal figure is going to already be aware of that. She's going to be saying things like, shh, shh, shh. Hopefully. Some nights she might be saying like, will you please fucking shut up or we'll just need to go back to bed.
So when you keep saying like she, does the person, like if, let's say David's farting too much before our podcast and I've got to be the one to hold him upside down and rub his belly to make him fart, like, do I have to dress like a mother while I do it and he has to call me mommy? Or do I, is that part of it, medically speaking?
If you, just depends on how effective you want it to be. Yeah, like, I'll say, you don't have to, but then, like, he's not going to get the same relief, I don't think. I wouldn't think. That and also I just want to say, because if you're not an actual maternal figure, what you're most likely going to do, what I would do if it were me trying to take that role, you're probably going to shake the person. You're going to shake their head a lot, and that is a problem. Like that is very frowned upon in the maternal figure world.
On these forums that Dr. London's been using, where he's been suggesting like just shake them.
Yeah.
They've been getting really mad.
Yeah. This is just sort of I've really delved into this world, and they even called it like the shaking the baby. I don't know. There's some syndrome, whatever. But what I'm saying is like, your instincts are going to be to shake that because they won't shut up.
Damn thing won't shut up. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
so your instincts are going to either to be abandon it at a fire station or shake it, and you cannot do either of those things.
Yeah, that's been emphasized to me a lot.
So, I mean, are you up for that challenge? Can you be that maternal figure that doesn't either abandon David or shake him to death?
I will shake him enough to get the farts out of him.
Yeah, so I'm absolutely not gonna do any of that. I think I'm just gonna live with this gassiness, you know. I just kind of uninterested in being burped or shaken.
Oh.
Yeah.
Listen. Anyway, I feel like we've covered a lot of ground here. And that seems like the natural end point for this. So thank you so much, Travis and David, for being on the podcast. Is there anything you'd like to plug? You mentioned your own podcast. Does it have a name?
Yeah, it's called Very Special Victims. We're on Spotify and all the... David, what are we on?
We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Music. We're on YouTube Premium. We're on Pluto. We're on Tubi. We're on...
I don't know about those last couple, but those first couple were definitely
we're
on.
We're definitely on Tubi.
So Apple Music, not Apple Podcasts. That's good to know.
But it's called Very Special Victims. We watch Law & Order Special Victims Unit, and we give legal advice. We're coming back for a second season coming out real soon. You can listen to the old ones up there now. And now the California legal system is providing another season to you guys. So thanks, Gavin Newsom. Thanks to the judge.
Okay, good. Yeah, this is the segment of the podcast where we do thank the government leaders who are doing so much for us. Once again, Biden for giving us his perspective, which is mostly confused.
It's Very Special Victims Podcast. That's our @ Very Special Victims Podcast on Instagram.
On Instagram. Yeah. Okay. Great. Thank you so much for being on. Thank you to, and for your legal advice, obviously.
And for your medical advice. Thank you. I'm hopefully going to, David, you're just going to have to let me fart you. Would you say farting too when you burp a baby, but would you fart them as well?
I would flatulate them. I wouldn't. A maternal figure would flatulate them, yes.
Flatulate, not flagellate. Big difference.
Thank you to our producer Cameron here. Thank you to Digital the host.